KD9HAY Mobile.
DLP listening.
This is W8MEL.
W9DLP listening. Is there some kind of contest this week, tonight or something? I'm looking at 20 meters and I haven't heard that busy in the middle of field day.
KB9DLP from KB9DSK.
Darn it, I dropped the mic. Go ahead, DSK.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you're in the driveway, out of the driveway, or what.
I'm in the driveway. Go ahead and pull in.
Thank you.
You got any plans for Din-Din? I was out and about, I was thinking about Wendy's, but...
But what?
Well, we're working on stash packs, so I didn't go anywhere today. I was going to go that way and have you ride along and make sure they get the order right.
Okay, so we're not going anywhere tonight, then.
No, we're more than good here. Sounds like a plan for tomorrow night. We believe out of three radios, three icons, Mine and my car is okay. Yours looks to be okay. I'm talking mic cords where they go into the radio. And the one here at the base, the outer jack, is splitting. And the only thing I got holding together is the conductors themselves. The one that gets to look at the cords are modular.
CQ. Good evening. This is N9OKA. My name is Mike, and I'm calling the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net into session. I am located in LaPorte, and I'll be your net control for the session of the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net. Is there any emergency traffic? If so, please call now. Nothing heard. If there is emergency traffic at any time during this net, please jump in by saying emergency, and net control will stop the net and handle the traffic. And to all that are listening, if an emergency is announced, please stop all traffic and let net control handle the emergency. Club call signs are K9JSI. W9LY, our repeaters are 146970, WL9Y, VHF, FM analog, and now all star connected. Also connected to DMR, TG31146, the LPCARC, DMR, TG, located at Schultz Road, Highway 35, north on the 160-foot concrete tower. The 146610 K9JSI VHF FM analog located at their location is located at the corner of Johnson Road and 500 West across from the Summit Farm. And 441.950 W9LY UHF FM analog C4 FM Wires X connected, also located on the tower at Schultz Road and Highway 35 North. And for those, most of us know that the Wires X is down at this time until further notice. This net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Central Time here on the 146970 repeater, with a negative 600 offset and a PL tone of 131.8 hertz. We would like to thank the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club for the use of the repeater at this time. In case of repeater malfunction or disruption, all amateur radio operators are instructed to move to the K9JSI repeater, 146610 megahertz, with a negative offset and with PL of 131.8, and await instructions from net control. If you would like more information about the club or the repeaters, please visit the website lpcarc.org. I don't have ham wipe. Shame on me, but I don't, so I can't read from it. So, if you want to check into the net, you're going to have to check in Ken Mule Mike tonight. All licensed amateur radio operators are invited to check into the net. This is a directed net. Please give me your call sign, name and location when checking in. When I acknowledge each station, I will ask if they have anything for the net. Anything for the net can be any topic or question or radio and tip. Radio antenna you are currently operating. If you wish to make additional comments or connect with another check-in during the net, opening comment or question with your call sign and wait for net control. For the check-in portion of net, I will ask for club officer check-ins first, followed by short time or mobile stations. Then I will go through the ham.live. No, I won't either. I don't have that. After that, I will ask for general check-ins for the remainder of the net. At the end of the net, I will be asking for anybody wishing to sell, trade, donate, or look for any amateur radio-related items on the swap and shop session. I will now take check-ins from any current club officers. Okay,
none heard.
I will now take check-ins to mobile or short-time stations. Please call net control now.
This is AC9HO. Sorry, I'm not used to checking in at club officer time.
Okay, I'm AC9HO. Good evening, Kurt.
Okay, we're taking short check-ins right now from mobile or short-time stations. Please call net now. Got one more day of training tomorrow and heading home, so should be home tomorrow night and everything back to normal next week. But much appreciated, Mike. You're doing a fine job. We'll say 73 to everybody. If I have any more, I'll jump in later. AC9HO.
I apologize. I keyed on you some there.
Or you said the training.
Let me see if I have it. What did you miss there, Mike?
First half of what you were saying.
I just said I'm not used to checking in during the officer time and thanking you for doing the net and that I'm still in Wixom, Michigan for training for work. So should be coming home tomorrow evening sometime. So back to net, AC9HO.
All right, Kurt. Looking forward to you getting back so you can take us over. Okay, I will now take general check-ins. Any station, call in now.
AD9GY, Mike in Monterey.
Is that AD9AY?
Alpha Delta 9 Golf, Mike in Monterey.
Okay, 89CY, Mike in Monterey. Thanks for checking in this evening. Do you have anything for the net?
No, I'm afraid nothing too exciting, but just still going along here. I'm glad my little attic radio is getting out tonight.
Sounding good for an attic radio. Making me a little hungry. There's a little bacon frying there, but sounding good. And thanks for checking in, Mike. Are there any more general check-ins? Please call now.
Kilo India 9 Echo, GM in report.
Kilo Alpha 8, Uniform Golf Bravo. Just passing by.
Kilo Echo Niner Alpha Lima Kilo Thomas in Stillwell.
Could you give me your call sign again, Thomas?
Bob in LaPorte.
I need the last two check-ins to come back.
Lima Kilo Thomas in Stillwell.
N9ROM, Bob in LaPorte.
Okay, K9ALK Thomas, I hope I got that right. Do you have anything for the net tonight?
Greetings, everyone. Greetings, Mike. Thanks for doing the net. It's good to hear you doing the net again. Not too much. I finally started on the handheld Fox Hunt Jaggi antenna. I got the PVC pipe cut and fitted together and the tape measure pieces cut to length, and that's as far as I got. Back to unit control, KE9ALK.
Well, 7-3s, thanks for checking in there, and that sounded good there, that you got that Jaggi at least started anyway. Wish you a lot of success with it. Next we have N9ROM, Bob. Do you have anything for the net this evening?
Good evening, Mike. Thanks for doing the net. You're doing a fabulous job. Negative, nothing for the net. N9ROM, back to you, Mike.
Okay. Once again, I'll take more check-ins. I apologize. I butcher call signs. I don't get them right. So please work with me on this part of running the net. I'm not good at taking down call signs. But any more check-ins, call in now.
Net control, please acknowledge W9DLP.
This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform, Brian South Bend.
This is Kilo Delta 9, Victor, Uniform Victor, Brian in Michigan City.
Okay, we'll stop at this point. I believe first on the list is N9ROM, Bob.
Yes, Mike, this is Bob, N9ROM, nothing for the net. Doing a great job, N9ROM. Back to you, Mike.
All right, thank you for checking in this evening, Bob. 7-3s to you. Next on the list is W9DLP. Tom, go ahead.
This is W9DLP, Dave in Michigan City. I don't know if I'm going to be around for a whole net, so I'm going to make a comment now. Saturday is the first Saturday of the month. We have siren tests again. We only have one on the priority list, about 51 sirens in the county. I'll take as many volunteers as we can. So hopefully we'll see you guys Saturday around 10:15 in the morning. W9DLP, Dave, Michigan City, back to net control.
Okay, Dave. Yeah, once again, real quick, where do you meet at?
Right here.
Okay, all right. Well, we encourage as many ham operators as can to attend this coming Saturday, then. And just give Dave a shout there. And 7-3s, Dave, sorry about the mix-up on the name there. I don't know, it's going to be one of them kind of nights here, I guess. But next on the list is W9YOU. Do you have anything for the net this evening?
Thanks, Mike. This is November 9, Yankee Oscar Uniform. Not too much, just thank you, Mike, for doing the net. You're doing a good job, and I just hope everybody's doing good, and hopefully here soon we're going to see the temperatures go up more than what they have been. So it would be nice. But back to you, Mike. This is N9YOU.
Okay, N9YOU. And thanks for checking in this evening. And I second that on the warmer temperatures for more reasons than one. The NIPSCO bill being one of them. But Again, thanks for checking in 73s this evening. Next on the list is KV9BUV, Brian.
Good evening there, Mike. This is KD9VUV. Thank you for running the net. Well, I don't have any traffic this evening. Back in that control, this is KD9VUV.
AC9HO coming.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in, Brian. And go ahead, Kurt.
Okay, Mike, I just want to let you know and everybody else know I do have ham.live going. And you have two check-ins that checked in earlier. I'm not sure if they're still there, KI9E and KA8UGB. That I don't think you've got to just yet. AC9HO, back to net.
Okay. AC9HO, N9OK. Thanks for that, Kurt. I kept putting it off to the last minute to get that ham live set up on my computer. And then my family called a last minute dinner party tonight. I got home about 10 minutes to 7 from it and didn't have time to set it up. So with that then, hopefully Jim's still out there, KI9E. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, KI9E, good evening to Mike and everyone on the net. Just a quick update for the hamvention down in Dayton. It's now 14 weeks, 5 days, 41 minutes, and 28 seconds away. The hamvention is on May 15th, 16th, and 17th, 2026, in Xenia, Ohio, Green County Fair and Expo Center, 210 Fairground Road, Xenia, Ohio. Time to, if you're planning on heading down there, it's time to make your plans and reserve your rooms or wherever you're going to stay down there. Now's a good time to start getting ready. KI90, back to you, Mike.
Okay, thanks for that, Jim. Remind us about the hamvention. And, as popular as it is, as many people that attend, you probably ought to start making sure you've got a room reserved. It's probably limited in capacity somewhat with the amount of people that show up. But, 73's Jim, KI9NE. Next we have Tony, KAUGB.
He did just say passing by, so maybe he's not by the radio.
Okay, all right. Well, that's it for the list as I have it at this time. Are there any check-ins at this time?
Net control.
This is TLP. Did you call me?
Charlie Niner, X-ray November, Highland, Indiana. No traffic.
No, I was calling Tony.
Sorry about that. I turned my volume down for a minute. I thought you called me. Good job, Mike. Take over. Sorry.
Okay. I apologize. I didn't get that station checking in from Highland. Could you come back with your call?
Alpha Charlie Niner, X-ray, November.
Alpha Charlie Nine, X-ray, November. Good evening to you from the big city. Do you have anything for the net this evening?
Negative, OKA. Propagation is real bad. Repeaters dropping in and out. Thanks for logging my call. I'll be clear. Alpha Charlie 9 X-ray November.
Alpha Charlie 9, X-ray November, sounding good here. Oh, 7-3, Stan, thanks for checking in. Do we have any more check-ins at this time? Okay, we'll take a break from check-ins at this time, then, and go with the area nets, the order of information. As far as that goes, of the area nets, we have Aries District 1 serving Lake LaPorte, Porter, Jasper, and Newton counties. The ARESDI net is every Tuesday at 7 on the N9IAA repeater with a frequency of 146.685 and a PL tone of 173.8. I hope I didn't screw that up. It's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the N9IAA repeater. And there's also an F for GMRS license stations every third Thursday at 7 p.m. on Valpo 1 repeater, 462.700 with a plus offset and 141.3 PL tone. We also have Aries Information Training Net every Thursday at 8 p.m. Central Time on the K9 GSI repeater. And I hope that's still going. I haven't checked in to it lately. I hope it's still going at any rate. But then we have the LaPorte County Early Warning Siren Testing, which David talked about. The first Saturday of every month on this frequency, 146.970 W9LY repeater, beginning at 11 a.m. Well, if you can, please check in with the net. We need volunteers. Okay, then we have the Michiana Amateur Radio Club, or MARC, holds a weekly on-air net on the K9DEW repeater at 147.330 plus and 131.8 PL. The net provides the weekly opportunity for club contact. There's no better way to hone your listening and operating skills than to take part in the MARC Wednesday night net. Every Wednesday night, 7 o'clock Eastern on the K9DEW repeater, 147.330 plus and 131.8 PL. If the K9DEW repeater is down, the net will be held on the WB9AGX repeater, 147.390 plus with a 131.8 PL. Fulton County Skywarn net every Monday at 6 Central on the K9RCR 442.700 plus with an offset of 131.8 PL tone. White County Amateur Radio Society Wednesday night net every Wednesday at 8 Eastern on the KC9PQA repeater, 147.255, sorry about that, plus offset and 131.8 PL. Frequency coordination net every Friday starts at 7:30 Central on GMRS Valpo 1 repeater, which is 462.700. And again, here the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club net meets every Wednesday evening at 7 o'clock on this repeater, 146.970. This net will be an information net, and everybody is welcome to participate. Next on the list is our Cabin Fever Ham Fest coming up, and The kickoff of the annual Cabin Fever Ham Fest in LaPorte, Indiana. Table reservations are being taken and our chairman reports they're going briskly. Tables can be reserved by mail or online. Click the HamFest 2026 icon on the left of the website and click credit card icon to pay online. You'll still need to send us your registration form via email. And just quickly again with the Arbor Port County Cabin Fever Ham Fest. It'll be February the 28th, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the LaPorte County Fairgrounds, 2581 Indiana 2 LaPorte, with an $8 entry fee. And talk-in will be 146-970 or 146-610 PL with a 131-8. There will be VE testing, door prizes, and food. It should be fun for all. Are there any questions about the Ham Fest coming up? Okay, I don't know if I could answer them anyway. let's see here. Getting back to where I was here. The LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club meets the second Monday of every month at the LaPorte Seventh-day Adventist Church at 7 p.m. And that's at 1480 Boyd Boulevard here in LaPorte. The next official club meeting will be, that can't be right. I need to look it up. Membership is not required to sit in on a meeting, and meetings are not required to be a member. If you do attend meetings, though, you're encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. And yes, I had that information down there right. The next meeting will be 7 o'clock, February the 9th. Oh, that's the second Monday of the month. There will be the February 9th at 7 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church. And if you do attend the meetings, you're encouraged to stay and learn a few radio tips and tricks during our meeting presentations. We've had solder demonstrations, digital mode demonstrations, as well as remote operation demonstrations and guest speakers from time to time. And let me give the repeater a break here. We would also like to announce the membership dues can now be paid online via the website. Just go to lpcarc.org, and on the website of the homepage, click Club Membership. Then when the next page appears, you will see in the center of the page membership form to fill out for our records. Then under that, there is a Pay Online button. Click Pay Online, fill out the fields. All fields must be filled in for the transaction to work properly. And this feature is through the PNC Bank, so it is secure. Okay, at this time, I think I'm going to take a break from this and see if there are any more check-ins at this time. Okay, hearing nothing, come to our club breakfast at 8 a.m. the first Saturday of each month at the Sugar Bowl Restaurant, 402 West US 20 in Michigan City. Also, another club breakfast every Thursday at 8 a.m. at Mama T's Diner, 607 Lincoln Way, LaPorte, Indiana. And Michigan City EMA is accepting applications. Go to the Michigan City Police Station lobby and when filled out, turn in your application with attention, Captain Jesse. And also, if you're looking for a good opportunity to hang out with other ham radio operators or looking to learn more about radio or POTA, come out to Potato Creek every Saturday, weather permitting, to play radio or just hanging out. Starts between 8 and 9 a.m. And if someone can tell me whether it's still going at this moment or not, I'd appreciate it. I'm not sure. But let's see. It does say for more info about the photo, get on 147.330, the K9DEW repeater, to find out details on upcoming gatherings. Okay, nothing hard at this time. I'll do weather at a glance. Hey, tonight a slight chance of snow before 9 p.m., then a chance of flurries between 9 and 3 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 12, southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. For Thursday, a 40% chance of snow after 9 a.m. Cloudy with a high near 27. Southwest wind 5 to 10 mile an hour with gusts as high as 20 mile an hour. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow between 8 p.m. Then a slight chance of snow and freezing rain. Yikes. Between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m. Then a chance of snow after 9 p.m. Cloudy with a low around 22. Southwest wind around 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation is 40%. For Friday, snow likely mainly before noon. Mostly cloudy with a high near 35. Wind west 10 to 15 mile an hour, becoming north in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 30 mile an hour, and chance of precipitation is 60%. New snow accumulation of less than 1 inch possible. Okay, that, I don't know if that's happy news or not there, the weather. Freezing rain and cold and snow. But I didn't see anything about temperatures dropping into the teens or below zero, so I guess that's a good thing. At this time, we'll ask for more check-ins, and if done, then we'll go to the swap and shop. Was that N9DSN?
That control, that is correct. November 9, Victor Sierra, November. Paul, I'm over here in the fourth next to the...
Well, good evening, N9DSN. Good evening and welcome. Do you have anything for the net this evening?
No, sir, no traffic. If you could tell me how the signal is hitting the repeater, if I'm loud and clear, or if there's noise, or what. I'm using a handy talk.
You're doing a fine job. I don't know if you have it on high or not. It's not grabbing hold of the repeater quite as good as it could, but it's your. I have no trouble understanding you.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it's the old school ICOM. I'm standing outside now, so hopefully it's a little better navigation. Anyway, back to you, net control and NDSN.
Well, jump in there anytime on our nets every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock on N9DSN. Okay, N9OK, now we'll, is there any more check-ins?
AC9A Joe comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Kurt.
Yeah, Mike, I just want to make sure you got Paul's call sign correct there. November 9, Victor, Sierra, November.
The second go-around, I got it right. I had an N9DS in it, but he came back and gave it to me again as N9BSN, so yeah, I got it.
Okay, my apologies. I just want to make sure I am logging here on ham.live. I don't think I've missed anybody, but I am logging. So, AC9HO, back to net.
Okay. I don't know if you need a list of the check-ins tonight or not.
We can handle that after the net, and we can compare notes.
Okay. All right. Well, at this time, we'll open up the swap and shop session. Are there any stations with amateur radio-related items for sale? Wanted, loan, borrow. The swap and shop session is now open. Please call Net Control now if you have anything. Okay, hearing nothing. I will give one final check-in here, one final call for check-ins, and if done, then we'll conclude the net. And is there any other check-ins at this time?
KD9HAY, Hayden, Michigan City.
Good evening, Hayden. KD9HAY. Do you have anything for the net this evening?
KD9HAY, no, nothing for the net. Good to hear you as net control there, Mike, but run a little bit late and wanted to make sure I got checked in, but other than that, no, nothing further. Back to net control, KD9HAY.
Well, you keep that truck clean lines there and drive safe tonight. Good hearing you in there, Hayden. Thanks for checking in. I should conclude this here by asking if anyone out there has any comments, questions, or anything at this time. Okay, hearing nothing, this concludes this session of the LaPorte County Amateur Radio Club Net. I'd like to thank all amateur radio operators that checked into the net this evening. And I'm kind of stumbling over my words here tonight. Sorry about that. But at any rate, 7-3s to everyone that checked, everyone out there. Have a good evening. This is your net control operator, Mike, N9OKA, signing off. And returning the repeater to normal use. Do we have another check-in?
N9OKA, AC9HO.
AC9HO, N9OKA.
Yeah, Mike, well, thank you for jumping in. You did an excellent job. And I can tell you, the more you do it, the more comfortable you get with call signs. So I would definitely jump in anytime you feel up to it. Like I said, you can let me know literally the 5 minutes before the net, and we'll do what we did tonight. I'll do all the logging, and you do all the talking.
I don't know why, but I got a feeling I didn't do too good tonight.
Oh, no. No, don't say that. You did an excellent job. No complaints at all. You had 14 check-ins. That's really good. That's if I didn't miss anybody. I'll go over my list real quick, really slow for you. Of course, myself, KE9ALK, not in the same order that you got them because I got started late. 89GY, N9ROM, KI9E, KA8UGB, W9DLP, N9YLU, KD9VUV, U, N9OKA, AC9XN, N9VSN, and KD9HAY.
Yeah, a couple of them are out of order, but that's the way I wrote my norm down over here, but yeah, that's it.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm sure I was out of order because I had a hard time getting it started for some reason. I couldn't get the email to log in, and so I went by memory. That was the order that my memory remembered the call signs.
Well, I got five kids, and daughter number two's been wanting to have a get-together over at her place, just supper, with all this showing up. And she planned on it for last week, and that snowstorm screwed things up. And so, without me knowing about it, they changed it to tonight at 5 o'clock. So, I think maybe that's why I feel a little disconcerted here tonight doing the net, as I rush through the dinner, rush home, and rush, rush, rush.
Oh, yeah, like I always say, life gets in the way, and you've heard me say many times on the net that I literally just sat down and hurried up and put it together. It happens, for sure, so probably happen more often than you think. That's why I say if there's another night that's a lot easier for you, you know, another Wednesday, like next Wednesday even, if you want to do it, we can do it together. I'll keep track of the log. I mean, you go ahead and write them down, too. That way you've got them for the net. But I can do the official log. And if you think you missed somebody, you just ask me. And chances are either I missed them, too, or I have it.
That sounds good. But how about I take a one-week break, and then we'll do it in 2 weeks?
Yep, no problem. Whatever you want to do, you just let me know.
Okay, you can put it down for 2 weeks. The net was kind of short tonight, wasn't it?
I've had some nets that stopped at like 8:30. So, no, I think you did fine. It was like 8:42, I think it was. You almost went an hour, so that's pretty good, and 14 check-ins is not bad. That's about average, really.
Okay. I think that was my problem. I need to be able to catch my breath before I start doing a net tonight. I got home maybe 5 or 10 till 7 and rushed in here and got the computer going and everything. Okay, well, yeah, we'll do it again.
Yeah, the more you do, even maybe the night before, just get everything, get all your ducks in a row, which I say that, but I never do. It's always the thought, though. You'll find what works for you. And like I said, if you don't like that preamble, adjust it in any way you want, add or take out whatever you want. Doesn't have to be that way every week. You can do your own, too. Now you have something to go by, so if you want to make 100% your own eventually. Nets are a really good way to learn call signs and to learn to handle traffic, you know, writing it down and all that stuff, and that's why I encourage it. You know, if anybody wants to do it, feel free. Just let me know, and we'll work something out. But I'm glad you're giving it the effort, and I think you'll be better off for it. Like I said, it'll help you with hearing call signs.
Well, I just seen that I can copy and paste off what you sent me. Oh, yeah, I'll tweak it.
Yep, and those articles you've been reading, if you wanted to take something out that I have in there and put your article in there every week, so be it. You know, that's great, too.
thought about that. The week got away from me, and I didn't have any, but I'll have two next week.
Okay, Mike, yep, no worries at all. You did an excellent job. I don't think anybody would say any different. So, you know, that's only, what's your second or third net? So I'm on my third year, and I did it a few years, many, many years ago, and I still feel that my nets sometimes are lacking, but oh well, we'll get it done, right?
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I'm going to have a chat with my family about throwing curveballs at me on Wednesday evening.
Yeah, for me, that took a while, too. I had to get everybody, let everybody in the family know Wednesdays are a no-go for me. So, yeah, it's kind of, if it's something you want to do every week, it definitely alters your schedule a little bit, but now that I've been doing it a few years, it's not a big deal. Everybody knows and pretty much plans around it. But then, you know, things are going to happen. Even if you tell me you're going to do it and something comes up, it is what it is. If we miss a net, it's not the end of the world. It'll be okay. And I'm sure somebody will jump on there and say, yeah, must not have a net this week, and, you know, come back next week, and we'll see what's going to happen. So, like I always say, life gets in the way. Let me see if I have it. When I say life gets in the way, I say it in a good way, because, you know, ham radio should come second to family and other things like that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, you know, like, I didn't tell my family I couldn't do it tonight. I just told them I was going to have to leave at 6:30, which we were over by the boat in Michigan City. They gave me a half hour to get home and get situated.
Yeah, back when my kids were in school, there was no way in the world I'd be able to do a net on a Wednesday night, because it seemed like there was always some sort of activity going on, you know, basketball, volleyball, whatever. Nets would have been almost impossible for me back then, but I'm almost an empty nester, so it's something I can do now.
I think the youngest of my five kids, well, I know he's in his 40s. I can't remember 40 what, though.
Well, my youngest will be turning 21 here April 1st, so she's already figuring out her drink schedule. She's not a drinker. She's never had anything to drink, but she's definitely going to try it.
At home, or is she going to go out on the town?
Yeah, she's going to go out in the town, but we're going with her. She wants her mom there especially, so, and since, you know, I'm the other half, I kind of go with. Nah, she wants me there too, but more her mom. They have fun together, so it should be a good time.
Hi, Roger. Well, anyhow, I haven't been out of the town in years.
That's funny. Neither have I, really. We went out to a ZZ Top concert at the Civic last Friday, and I was actually relieved that it was over at like 9 o'clock. I was like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go home and go to bed.
We had a ZZ Top concert?
Well, I should correct that. It wasn't ZZ Top. It was a ZZ Top tribute band. So, somebody that looked and sounded a lot like ZZ Top.
I want to say it was Billy that passed away, but I don't remember now. But I'm just wondering how that's going for him. They're going to do shows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I did hear a little bit about that. I don't remember which one it was. Well, Mike, I'm going to have to cut this short. I got to start cleaning up, get everything packed up for tomorrow. We got to check out before we leave. And we won't be coming back to the hotel tomorrow. So I'll be making a trip home. Looking forward to it.
Well, where are you from home?
We're just right outside of Detroit.
Okay. All right, well, I don't remember reading anything bad about the weather tomorrow, so hopefully you'll have good roads.
Yeah, I was wondering if we would or not, because all week it snowed except for today, and they're not calling for anything tomorrow. So, yeah, I think it should be pretty good. On the way in, we came in on Sunday. It was good, nice clear roads, sunny. But yeah, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, or wait, today's Wednesday, so Monday and Tuesday, it snowed all day. We didn't get a lot of snow, but it made the road sloppy both days.
Okay. All right, well, you take care and drive safe back home tomorrow after you're done with your quest. And that's for your work, huh?
Yep, sure is. I do quality control, measuring parts with a computer measuring machine that measures much less than a human hair. I can literally measure a speck of dust. So the training is for advanced training to give us some tips and tricks to make programming even easier and faster. So that's what we've been learning all week.
I'm going to keep you for a minute here. When I started my workout, I was a machinist running six spindle screw machines. And this was in the 70s, and they had Army-issued tags on them from the 30s when they made bolts on them during the war. And the main tool slides, you could watch the tool holders move a little bit when they come into the steel. And we had to hold a plus or minus 3/1000ths to 5/1000ths tolerance on our parts. And people chuckle about that anymore when I say we had we bought the whole 3 to 5/1000ths.
Yeah, we hold a little bit tighter than that. Our machines are accurate over 300 millimeters, which is what a couple few feet. I'd have to do the math. I don't do math well in my head, but they're accurate up to 2 microns, which a micron, if you don't know, in metric is 1 micron. Let me say this right. 1/1000th of an inch is 25.4 microns. And our machine is accurate over about 3 feet to 2 microns. So that tells you how small we can measure. We don't. A lot of our tolerance is anywhere from 1 to 2 thou.
My goodness. Yeah, we have micrometers and what was the other dial calipers and go and no-go gauges. That's what I worked with.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I worked with that stuff, too. Calipers, not so much because they're super. They're really not that accurate. They're a good ballpark, almost like a tape measure, just slightly better than a tape measure, in my opinion. But, yeah, we use that stuff out on the line if there's an issue in assembly. But when we get parts in that come in the door, we put them on the machine and we actually measure them with that accuracy for position and diameter and things like that, you know, to make sure everything's where it needs to be. And our castings have very tight tolerances, so usually about 1 thou to 1.5 thou, so it's pretty tight.
Okay. I had fun doing that. I worked buying El Slurpee Mart East here, Schooner Machine Products, but man, that was back in the 70s. Or was it the 80s? Maybe it was the 80s. But, okay, well, yeah, you get a good night's sleep there and drive safe, but come back tomorrow. We'll catch you next time, Kurt. AC9HO, N9OKA, clear.
Okay, Mike, thanks again for doing the net, and we'll talk soon. I'll jump on the radio sometime tomorrow and actually talk radio instead of talking over the internet. So we'll talk to you later. Thanks again, 73 AC9HO.